lovely, on an open fire, usually brought a lovely day in the open to a finish. It was a perfect holiday for me and a complete rest and change of scene. Betty Russell's housekeeping had gone so well when I returned that she insisted that I should take another holiday later in the year. So before she left to return to England in May, I went to Wellington, where my two sisters live fairly close to one another at a delightful seaside place called Paraparaumu. I think that means something like sleeping peacefully in the sun. There's always plenty of somnambulance about Maori names. This is a historic spot. Lots of very bloody battles were fought in the early days of the Maori Wars. Before the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi in 1840, brought Maori and Pākehā to their present state of peaceful coexistence, as Mr. Khrushchev might phrase it. I had another lovely restful time with my sisters, whom I don't very often see unless they come to see us. I do hope you will take that world tour someday. It's fascinating to see how other people live. Just long for the day when Catherine and Edward can set sail. Your talk of Bradley's lovely picture of Edelweiss in that glorious rock garden in Scotland reminds me to tell you about my gentians, which have surpassed themselves this year. They are so typical of Switzerland that I've crowded as many of them into my rock garden as I can. There are only three varieties grow very robustly at our sea level. The big blue Acaulis that lights up the alpine slopes at Murren does particularly well here, and I've been able to pick big bunches for my friends. They last so well in water. Now the lilacs are out and laburnum, and the roses are just beginning. This is a time I remember with such joy in England. Nancy, how lucky you were to live so close to Kew.